90 Day Fiancé. The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, fam? Welcome back. A very, very belated,
Thank you for listening, podcast. Even though we're late. It's totally my fault.
I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
And we are a married couple that talks about 90 Day Fiancé and sometimes argues. Okay, so yeah, we are like 2 days late. And
thank you if you're here.
For tuning in. Yeah,
word. Thank you.
Some issues, some things, some all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But we're here.
Yay. And thank you. I just want to say thank you to everyone for their comments and DMs.
Yes.
It meant the world to me.
Lots of love. Appreciate the help and best wishes.
Thank you.
So I know you want to talk about it. Go ahead.
You mean our puppy?
Yes.
I want to like put his face into the microphone because he's so cute, but I don't.
Well, they can hear his nostrils. His little tiny puppy nostrils that it can't breathe.
We have Charles' assistant.
I put his picture on our Instagram the other day. Not picture, like a little video.
I didn't know that.
Some people saw it.
He is a teensy tiny baby pug.
Yeah, 8 weeks. His name's Aloe.
Named Aloe. 8 weeks is too young to adopt an animal. I will contend that till the
he's really
day
tiny.
I die. He is not ready to be apart from mommy, and I am now mommy. So we are.
You did ask for the puppy.
I wanted a pug puppy at some point.
But you said this was the best time because you were home.
Yes, because I'm home. Da, da, da. Did not know he would be an 8-week-old puppy.
Well.
But that's fine. I love him. His name is Aloe, and he's super, super, super cute. So he's Charles' assistant. Charles is putting up with him.
Speaking of Charles. Betsy and Charles, give us the news. That is freaky. What? Okay. Can you... Somehow we unearthed some toys.
I don't know if you
And that was really creepy because it started to talk in the background.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, okay. Sorry about that. But anyway, so this news is way old, and I know you guys probably know every nook and cranny of all this stuff, so I'm going to kind of fly
through
it.
And I was... I did a lot of Instagram today, so I might add some...
Okay. Anyway, so let's go through it quickly. Paul is supposedly taking a break from social media.
No, he's not.
By posting videos on IG of him in Brazil.
He's not taking a break.
Cleaning the apartment for his son. Paul's mom is having a breakdown, not able to see her grandson. Next court date is in December. Hasn't seen Pierre since July. Okay. What say you?
I don't want to...
Go ahead.
Infuriate anyone.
Who cares?
I think Paul says a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Paul obviously needs counseling.
But he's troubled, and I feel like Karini is super young. She has a tiny baby, and she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
He is a gaslighter, and he is...
He has problems.
Emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
And I... No, he thinks he's a victim.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that. He's not. Okay. Also, let's remember he has an arson situation.
That's explainable. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And explainable with the
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, next. No, I hope Karine is okay. And I hope
Big Ed
is okay.
Was caught filming.
Why are we talking about Big
on
Ed?
Friday in San Diego with a brunette. He was on a date.
So filming by who?
By TLC, obviously.
Stop.
Trying to ride TLC. The Big Ed train.
TLC.
Yolanda has got a new man.
Let me just be clear for 1 second. What? I'm a little spicy today.
Oh, boy.
No one wants to see Big Ed, and no one wants to see, what's her face? The anti-vaxxer.
Avery?
No.
I don't know who's the anti-vaxxer. Whatever. Anyway, Big Ed filming Yolanda's new man, John something something. He's 32. She's 52.
He was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, he was the...
Or Bachelorette,
11th season of The Bachelorette, and he was eliminated week one.
Yeah, this is all for show. We know that, right?
What say you about her dating a 32-year-old man when she's 52?
Good. About time.
Okay, let's flip it.
Okay, how about every other GD couple on this show?
Is it good for them too?
Huh?
Is it the same enthusiasm when you say good for them too and you flip it? Double standard.
No.
Next story. Fine,
but is this couple real? No.
Yolanda
get
and
out of here.
Her
Yolanda. No, it's all fake for the clicks. Or
wait,
the
this isn't.
Or
there's no cameras with this. This is like her life.
No, I know, but I feel like he said, "Hey, fling and flang me on your Instagram."
Anyway, I'm not gonna get down that rabbit hole. Lisa celebrated her first anniversary by burning her wedding dress.
I did see that.
As she does, which I don't want to talk about, but that's typical Lisa.
There you go.
Family Chantel is back October 12th. That is some real big. Sorry, no, definitely not. We don't have to flash back to the BS of Family Chantel that we did.
We did it for like a minute.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Would you rather watch Family Chantel or Stacey Darcy show? If you had to watch one for 24 hours straight, which one would you watch?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Which one, 24 hours? Go. Answer. Quick. First response.
Stacey Darcy.
Oh. Interesting. Okay.
Because the drama there is like, at least I would
pick Family Chantel because there's more characters.
Yeah, but they're boring.
Yeah, but they're super boring. More people.
Name one exciting Family Chantel character.
Pedro.
Okay. Pedro's not really that exciting.
No. Name one. Okay. All right.
Her shoes. That's a character.
No, that's true.
Larissa and Jessica posted a picture kissing.
Oh, I saw that. Love it.
Be powerful women. Pursue your dreams. Yada, yada, yada. Next. That's how I feel about it.
Whatever. I know we don't talk about HEA, but she trying to throw the phone in Debbie's face with Colt's dick pic is the best joy that I've had all week. Like, I was in bed for a while, and I watched that, and I giggled hard.
Ashley's mom hinted that Jay got two women pregnant in York, Pennsylvania, which may or not be true because Ashley and her mama are estranged. So
what? Why? What would? Why would a mom
be estranged from her daughter?
No, fine, but like then go out and say something.
Why would she even know anything? First of all, they're estranged.
Right. And also, he's...
It's quite possibly
Pussy Skins Jr.
Yeah.
So...
Shots fired.
What you say?
I mean, do I doubt that's true?
No, it's very... It's, calculations would say...
I think it might be true.
Yeah, 75% probably true. Yazan and Britt. This shit got exposed. Fake love story. Original husband on Facebook, still friends with him.
Oh,
they got married to prevent deportation. Still got deported anyway. He's on there shouting at her, "Get that money, B."
Oh, what? I didn't see this.
Yeah, never. Ooh. Yeah. So
I mean, I know they're not together because she's still doing booty bumps.
Right.
No, her and Yazan. Like,
right. She's, and she's also, she has no intention of being Muslim because she's
posting this. And why anyone thought that was even a question?
And then also, there's a rumor that the mom's a paid actor because you never saw her face.
No.
She never sits next to dad. Her behavior is not of a typical Jordanian woman who is a little bit less conservative.
What kind of paid actor? Is it to say dad's single?
I don't know what it is. Maybe the mom just didn't want anything to do with it and they put her in.
Fine. Her face isn't in it. So what?
You can get
that's paid. A dumb you can get conspiracy.
Hand model. What do you mean? Okay. Whatever.
Hand model would be my dream job.
The Yazan and Brit story is definitely fake.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm not gonna say fake because you know
what?
You're not gonna say fake because I'm invested. So God, it's fine.
Fuck out of here.
Out of here.
All right. Okay. Andre got kicked out of Moldova for embezzling. He says it was crooked cops.
Yeah.
They're looking for a spinoff. So they're like stirring the pot of
I'm going to tell you this right now. Things. Her family are monsters. Did you see these monsters?
I don't watch any of that shit. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But I've heard, I see little bits and pieces. And in other news, Angela and Michael are going to get a spinoff, guys. Welcome to the world of this bullshit.
What?
We're going to get some Nigerian love.
Turn off this music. What? This is the best news I've ever heard.
Really? Really?
Are you
You're excited for Michael and Angela?
Yes. They're the most entertaining couple I've ever seen. He is the most patient man I've ever known.
Well.
I don't like how she threw a cake in his face. I'm never going to
That was ever... for the camera. She actually does it up for the camera. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it worked because they have their own show now. Now, this show.
It's a hot rumor. I'll say that. Hot
take. This was a good idea show. You know what a bad idea show is? All the other spinoffs.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy.
Well, let's get into this because we got a lot of couples.
All right. Nick said lots he picked the music tonight because I offered and he was not interested. You know why?
Because
everyone was such a fan of my music choices and I got such nice comments.
I'm very hard to try.
You didn't pay for that, though.
Don't grumpy stop.
Yeah, don't grumpy stop. Don't grumpy stop.
But let's just be honest. Like, you were so sure that everyone would be like crap.
Because your
me.
Shit would like, yeah. Because I couldn't follow.
But
your
how
music
many
for
comments?
Shit.
They were all like, yeah.
They were like, I was lost. No. Process of elimination.
No.
Obviously.
No. No.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We'll just let you play. Okay. Go ahead.
When can I see you again? When can my heart beat again?
I love baby.
You can't show me names.
Oh,
you can say something.
Is on.
Okay, there you go.
Am I right?
Yes.
Thank you.
But you can't. You, like this is an audio podcast. You don't have video.
Okay, Nick. I'm really good. And I was trying so hard to find a baby face to put it into the last time because I love baby face. Pause. This is for the cool in you.
What? Oh, you, wait,
is my favorite song.
Where
of
are
all
you
time.
Sidetracking this conversation to?
I just, it's my.
Okay.
What is that show that Steve Urkel was on? And when he was the cool one and he did This Is For the Cool in You? I started
when he
to
came
have a,
Steve Urkel?
Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel. Urkel.
Yeah.
I had a super crush on him.
Anyway. All right. where are we at?
Brittany's on. Oh, boy.
So now. Set the scene.
First of all. Oh, you want me?
No, I'm asking you.
I'm going to set the scene with Yazan, and I have this in quote, coming to the door in the morning
Why
to see Brittany.
You don't think that
Because he was abso-fucking-lutely there, and then humped, and then slept, and then in the morning, it was so... Their faces when they're like, good morning. It was like, you fool have been in this place
really?
This whole time. Look at their eyes. Because their eyes are like, oh yeah. yeah, mom and dad, I just got here. No.
That's interesting. Okay.
You don't agree?
I wasn't paying attention that close.
Oh,
I couldn't
yeah.
tell. Okay. But
because I am
that's 1, a hot take.
1,000% certain.
Wow.
He is not a virgin, number one.
Okay, yeah,
let's just take
sure.
that down a notch.
Yeah.
And then number two, he spent the night.
Okay.
And this was a pretend. Because their faces were like...
The more you know about Kristen.
Goofy. Mm. All
right. So we are in...
Ooh,
she's about to leave. So what does this clip say? I don't even know what this clip is.
What do you think he's going to be more mad about? The fact that she's still married or the fact that she lied to him?
Maybe he's not going to find out.
Yeah, okay.
What,
yeah.
if I
want to show?
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back to, you know, Chicago because I have some stuff to do there. And, you know, my sister is having her baby. I'm not completely lying to Yazan. I'm just
lying.
Not telling him the full truth.
Oh, I have a sentence
why
about
I'm going
this.
To Chicago.
How are you not completely lying?
Yeah. I was living with my...
Wait, what do you have?
When anyone says, I'm not completely lying, you're GD lying. And I'm not completely lying means you're lying.
Well.
Omitting, she said.
Omitting truth is lying. Omitting parts of facts.
She said, what? I'm not completely lying. I'm just not telling the full truth. That's what I quoted that. That is a lie.
So let's see. Where's the lie here?
I'm going back because I need to see my sister have her baby.
Okay.
When she's going back because she learns of an urgent divorce issue and has to fly back in order to go to court.
But how is it? So she's saying she needs to go back to tend to her sister.
She's not going back to tend to her no sister.
If she goes back and doesn't do that, then that's a lie.
Who knows when this baby's going to be born? The sister could be 6 months pregnant.
Whatever.
And he's a dumb.
I'm just saying.
Listen, she's a liar. And we know that.
Okay.
Do I think he's a victim in all of this? No, because he knows who he's with. And he knows she's never going to be a Muslim woman. So let's just stop this shenanigan.
Okay.
For several months in Chicago. And I filed for divorce there. Then all of a sudden the other day, I got an email saying that I have a court date to settle my divorce. I had planned on telling Yazan about me still being married to my ex.
I was good.
But we're finally in a good place.
In a good place, though.
Yeah, by the way. Because that's real.
No. I wish you were coming with me.
Yeah, I'd be it. I think I'm not.
Somebody's got to run the fish market.
Why do you look so sad? I can tell when you're sad.
He wants you to be his wife so he can have sex for the first time.
He's had sex.
Of course I'm going to come back, honey. Stop. I really need to handle this business.
Of course I'll come back.
If Yazan and his parents find out I've been lying this whole time, I don't know what's going to happen.
Because
he's going to come back?
Of course.
No. Poor guy's going to be a 40-year-old virgin if she doesn't come back.
He's not a virgin. Stop everyone. What is this nonsense? Also, this would have been the time to tell, like, at least at the maybe airport, like, oh, by the way, I'm still married. I'm
going to see you later
and go.
See you later. Flight's boarding. Gotta go.
Because you coming back to the family and if I was that uncle and I just, boy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yep. All right. Are we done with these people?
And also, no, she's saying like, oh, if they find out I'm lying, that's going to be a real big deal.
Well, they're going to find
you
out.
You are on a GD television program. Yes. So stop it. Okay. Next song.
In a minute. Okay.
Tim and May Lisa.
No.
One more chance. Devin and Jihoon?
Yes.
Well, okay. I've already given up on them, so. All right.
All right, cool. So, Devin and Jihoon, Mr. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to do things. Trust me. Please be
all
here.
All apologies.
We think we used that one already. You did.
Of course I did. That's why I said it. I love you. It's time for Mama D to go.
Yeah. Alicia,
been there for 2 weeks.
Yep, she's headed home.
They're gonna go. So Devin and her mom go out for tea to talk alone, and this is the first time June's alone with the kids.
And he's getting beat up by it.
Well, and it was hilarious because when Devin and mom are at the tea place, they're like, "When was going on?" And they're like, "Oh, Drusilla's like
probably assaulting him."
And she was
so funny. I labeled this kid by Felicia.
Jihoon and Drusilla and Taeyang just got onto a train and there's a bridge that just collapsed.
Oh, Jesus.
And I see it.
Take it down.
But the train has already taken off and I'm left standing there waiting for the train to fall off the bridge.
Really? Go. Give her some positive words of encouragement and wait for it to explode and then you can have your day of I told you so.
I want my family to be together and I want my son to grow up with his dad.
Right now, I feel like I'm leaving them in the hands of a 16-year-old boy.
A little much.
Bye. Bye, baby. I love you.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
That's right.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Jihoon is like,
so glad.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
It's hard to say goodbye.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. As a new parent, like, my heart is just hurting so bad right now.
I get it.
I'm really hoping that he is wanting to change because there is no more chances after this.
What's going on?
It is my mom. She needs a credit card.
Why do you have her card?
Gas. Just for money.
Gas.
You need to stop taking money from people.
I said cuz.
No, okay. Cuz is definitely not a good excuse.
Cuz?
No.
Gas is no good excuse either. You need to pay for your own gas.
Yeah.
Grown man. Can we just step back on Alicia?
Yeah.
She is terrified. Like, the way she explains this is as if Jihoon is an abusive man. And she is so afraid for her daughter's safety.
If you raised a good person to make good decisions, which that's your job as a parent.
Oh, I'm going to be worried. If Theo is with a woman that's abusive.
Abusive, yeah.
But like, Jihoon is just a little bit.
You have no control over Jihoon. You could just. What?
Slower at progressing. He's maybe not where a 30. I don't think a 30-year-old needs to own.
Okay.
Properties, but like,
fair enough.
Could he have a job? Sure.
Okay.
Could he send, I don't know, money to the woman who's pregnant with his child? Sure. But do I think I'm terrified because of Jihoon? He's got his family. We've met his family. Nothing's going to happen. No harm is going to happen to this woman or her children.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's fine. But
mom is just a little bit.
Yeah, Jihoon's like, I can finally breathe. Not a fan of hers. But.
There's the train collapse and all the things.
Too many things.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, best of luck for these two.
I mean, we know how it's ending up because she has another boyfriend now. Yeah. By the way, can I just...
I don't know what that is.
It's news / pause.
I don't know if
it's news, but there's some Instagram heat going back and forth.
Between who now?
Between what?
Between who?
Jihoon and Devin.
Oh, yeah. They're back and forth about seeing the kids and all this other shit. And like,
yeah, but here's talking. The thing that... boy. She posted a picture of Taeyang and her new boyfriend in matching shirts.
Ooh. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You didn't see that?
It was at this moment that he...
What? Yeah, I would...
Yeah.
I would... Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Yeah. That one,
they're in these matching flannel black and red, you know, the black and red check
tops. Oh, my God.
And he's holding.
I'm catching a flight.
Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main.
It's about to go down.
Right?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Why would you do that? And also, they're not divorced yet. I get it. They're separated. They're done. But, like, let's not put your picture up on Insta goddamn gram with your baby and
your new
boyfriend.
How annoying would it be when you like so say you like, you block your ex, right? So you don't want to see any of her posts, but yet you're in the 90-day fiance like loop.
World,
so
yeah,
all the shit
it, yeah.
that your ex posts is getting reposted on
anyway.
All the shit.
So I don't think either one of them are right. I just think, let's just think about the kids. And also, poor little Drusilla, she really was like...
About to get an assault charge? No, I'm just kidding.
No! Joking. She, like, Jihoon was...
Yeah,
like,
good to her.
Her...
Daddy,
or whatever.
What do you call it? Quote? Air quote? Daddy?
Anyway. That picture of the matching shirts was too much.
Right.
If you I can just think like if another
what would you do?
Woman I would
if I was divorced I would
climb through the phone
no, you wouldn't.
And rip your face
no, you
off yes I would no, I would climb through the actual
no,
iPhone what do you think I would do
you would just be sassy at drop off
I would definitely march to your home
no
oh
oh, and then we just have a bigger restraining order or some kind of like whatever.
Who's we? You and the girlfriend
and the
that are wearing the matching shirt?
Whatever.
No. Nope. I'd mark. Yeah. I would. Ooh,
Over a shirt?
You post a picture of my son and some
it's different.
Woman
it's different.
In a matching shirt?
No. Don't think about this. Think about, it's different. If it's a son and a girl posting a picture together, then a son and this new dude with the same shirt on as my kid, that's different.
No, that's same
that's
thing.
A replacement like move. That's like, yo.
You're replacing mommy with somebody who would wear a matching shirt, even though I've never done that.
But you never I would might. Either.
I could.
I think it's a harder hit.
I mean, the dad, yeah, I get it. But just like,
women are nurturers and like the whole take care of kid thing.
This lady better back herself off my son and not.
Anyway, okay. Let's not live in the parallel universe of that. Next. Can we go next or are we done?
No, we're not done. Let's see. So let's just talk for a minute about Devin and Jihoon. I know it's not working out and all that, but she just wants him to change. And she's like, one more chance and he's going to change. No one changes.
What do you mean no one changes?
No one changes because you tell them to change.
Yes, that's true.
They change because they want to. He has shown that he's not going to change. Even his friends are like, you're embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, and I do agree with Devin on his, I don't think dad, but mom does not help this at all.
Oh, hell no.
She is what I would be without you. A complete enabler of my son. And that's why you can never leave me.
Are we done? Yeah. Next one.
Thank you. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Ari and Binny.
Oh, wow. Yes. Good catch. It's getting closer to process elimination there, but...
Okay. No, I could have said...
Do you even know the song?
Baby, Please Don't Go.
Obviously, that's the name of the song. But who sings it?
I don't know.
Exactly. Okay.
Who sings it?
Immature. All right. Ari and Binyam.
All right. First of all, let's just stop right for a minute and talk about the pink shower cap.
Yeah. Why was he wearing the fucking pink shower
cap? I don't know, but I love him. Just when I didn't think I could love him more. This whole scene was, first of all, him in a pink GD cap. Cute.
He didn't have a shower.
Don't matter. It's so cute.
And he's clothed.
So cute. I just think it's cute. But
is
then
he like doing some kind of fumigation to his
but
hair.
Then
but then
he
know
does what? All the things I want you to do. Let's just.
Oh, here we go.
Let's just stop for a minute.
Here we go.
He's so great. So she's upset. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, "Talk to me. Tell me what's going on." And he looks her right in the face. "Talk to me." And then, why are you laughing?
I'm just listening to this as the all the things you want me to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't do that. He stops what he's doing, looks her dead in the eye. "Talk to me. What's going on? Why are you upset?" He can sense she's upset. And then she's like, "Yeah, I'm upset." And then what does he do? Stops what he's doing even more and comes and sits on the bed. Doesn't try to like manhandle her or anything. He just sits on the bed. And looks even more interested. Like,
looks even
I
more
care. I am interested in what you have to say. What is going on? By the way, he's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong.
Usually have I. Anyway, let's go.
Oh, okay. But did you? But have you asked?
You know how Pete just told me.
No, I don't know if I'm happy. I've only been here like one day. You know, like alone with you.
That's so weird to say. Like, I don't know if I'm happy with you.
So weird.
Like, how are you gonna feel if I leave?
Why would you say
that? Why
did
you talk about that?
Why are you going?
But what's this, not going good all of a sudden?
She's unhappy.
With
why?
What? What's he done?
If we're not getting along, then why am I gonna stay here? Like,
it was
I have
one
a few weeks
goddamn
left.
Day.
I can travel. You know? Okay. Like,
she like hits her. I think it's just hitting her. Like, she's like, "Oh shit, I don't know if I really even like
do
this
I
wanna,
dude. Do I like him? Because he doesn't have dreads. You told me that. That's apparently a thing."
You don't agree, but whatever.
No, it's stupid. And then also, why she would change her feelings for this man because he has dreads or doesn't
no,
have
not, dreads? No, I'm not saying it's that. I'm just saying, like, her feelings may have changed.
fine. Well, you're pregnant and you're about to give birth and you decided to move to Ethiopia.
Dumb.
Remember when she got there, she said he's lost weight. So she already felt weird about him.
Yeah.
I don't want to just
lose you. He's the nicest man.
It's happening before it was me. I don't want to lose my family again.
Aww. Right?
The mom left and she just, like, flipped.
Seriously, a whole different Aria's come out.
Well.
And then she's like, I can still leave. And he's like, she's like, I can still fly. I can still leave. What are you trying to elicit out of this man?
What did he do? Exactly.
He did nothing wrong. He was just surviving. He was just breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom left, and then she's like, "Ah, shit, I'm home alone with you."
In this country with no showers, and now we have nothing.
You're about to have his baby, too.
But she's, I think the living conditions and like...
The living conditions, you know what?
She's pregnant. Like, time out. Yeah, pause. She's pregnant. Pause.
Sure.
Let's just put all that shit in the context.
But that doesn't give you a free pass to be a monster.
Yeah, it does. I give you all the free passes.
I was never a monster. Like, I could leave today.
No, not that far. Okay. But I gave you the pass to...
What?
Free complain?
Grumpy? Complain? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, she complained about the house.
She's like, totally I don't want to be here and all this, like...
But then don't, because,
squalor
like...
to her.
So, but you know what? I bet she can afford to just... pay for the fancier apartment maybe. For a bit.
Maybe. I don't know if she can. Maybe her parents can.
Sure, same thing. They go and look at nice apartments.
Are you kidding me? Wait, did you say the same thing?
Do you think they're not going to pay for it?
I don't know, but I wouldn't say it's the same thing.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Can they pay for it?
I wouldn't expect it to be the same thing if our son had some chick that couldn't afford some shit and same thing. I don't know what he's doing at whatever age that he may get some girl pregnant.
If
it's not our problem.
It is our problem.
What?
Yeah, it's our problem.
It's not our problem.
It is our problem.
It will be our problem. Like, not to the point where I'm picking up some kind of bill of we need to house this person. divert.
Anyway. No. They go and look at apartments.
Yes.
And there was a very nice apartment. It had a shower.
Yeah, because you wanted some plumbing and nice heat things. And all the things.
And Wi-Fi. Yeah, it was like, and then it's
$50,000 a month.
$45,000, which equals $1,400 a month. He makes $500 a month.
Yeah.
Equivalent, whatever that is. Cousin's apartment, the one that is... the monstrosity that is he can fix in 2 weeks, which I feel like 2 weeks might have gone by.
Already?
is $6,000, which equals $170 a month. And she's like, well, you got to put in
all the things.
Stove and all the things. So I would just say, let's just give her $8,000 to live in this nice apartment for a few months while he fixes the other one.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
So just give her some time.
Yeah, give her. But she needs. There's no way you can be 9 months pregnant and not have. I mean, there's a way you could, but why would you want to? Especially if you've lived with all the things.
True.
You seem irritated with me right now.
No, I'm not irritated. I'm not just trying to. What? No, I'm not.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I don't know. So he says he'll finish the thing in 1 week. And she's yelling at him. And then the cab driver.
Oh, yeah. He looked like the most miserable person.
I took a screenshot of him. The world. Like, his face was like, oh, God. What did I get myself into? She's melting down, yelling at him. He just wants her to give him 1 week. She knows you can't fix that in 1 week. Yeah. But she needs to just back up and say, okay, this smart woman would do. 1 week. All right. We'll meet up. Monday next week.
We'll meet up.
Mondays. Show me. Yeah. Why don't you show me Monday? I'll stay in this nice hotel. I'll give you 7 days. Good luck. See ya in 7 days. That's what I would do.
Okay.
You want 7 days? Done. Prove it.
He's supposed to stop everything he's
doing. Prove it, Susan. What?
He's supposed to stop everything he's doing and then just...
He says he can do it in 1 week, so okay. Call him.
2 weeks.
Call him on it.
All right.
No, this last time he said 1 week.
Oh.
1 week. One more week. And she's refusing to give him 1 week.
Right.
She's like, no, I want to go. Give him 1 week. And then if he doesn't do it, then you know.
Yeah, we're not talking about the scenes from the next on any of these, but but no, I don't. I'm just saying because they get in an argument in the car and they were like fighting about, and then he says he's done.
Yeah, yeah. He does tell her to shut up.
He did tell her to shut up.
And I would normally not like that, but in this case, I would probably have said that.
You would have said shut up?
Yeah. She's not listening.
Okay.
But she's pregnant.
Oh, so you're allowed to say shut up when you're not listening?
Is it? Have I never said that to you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Just making sure. I mean, don't say it to me.
I'm
just making sure that it's on the record here. And, yeah.
You've said it to me before,
too. Of course. Anyway.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Show three more. One. Let's roll.
Okay. Let's go. Girl, you're so cool.
Jenny and Smith.
Yeah.
She's rolling up to third floor. And then we find out Mama knows.
Yes.
Mommy knows everything.
Well, okay.
By the way, I'm so good at your songs, and you got none of mine.
Oh, my God.
I've gotten every song.
Because my songs are awesome. And they're very contextual for the episode.
Mine were too.
Not really.
And I limited myself to 90s.
Well, that's because that was a silly mistake on your part.
No, it was challenging and I liked it. Yeah. And you know what? I'll do the songs next time if you're willing to let me try.
I'm sure willing to let you try. You have a whole month to think about it.
No, I haven't seen the episode yet.
So now you're going to actually make them contextual to the episode?
Excuse me?
Okay, anyway. I need to...
What? People.
People what?
What is wrong with this man?
Nothing.
I love you.
Asked a question. I forgot. Somebody asked you a question about your feelings on Jenny now that she basically was having sex in the parents' house.
Well, Nick, have you ever had sex with a woman in your parents' home?
Last time I checked, this shit was recording, and we're gonna publish this.
Okay, so I think that's probably pretty normal.
Okay.
So no, it doesn't change my opinion.
Oh, I need to find this fucking question. But anyway, keep going.
Well, okay, so Jenny's been there for a few weeks. Whoo boy, today's the day. Oh, can I just stop for a second?
Because okay, wait, time out. This is from Happy Introverted Jess. Christy, what are your thoughts on the Jenny story now that it's been revealed how they lied to get her into her parents' house under the guise of friendship? I've been Team Jenny until then. It could be the Latina in me, but I wanted to whip them both for being so disrespectful to their parents in their home.
I don't think they would have
got a hotel.
Jenny.
I feel bad for them.
Agreed. They should have got a hotel. Yeah. I don't think thank you. But I don't know if that would have been a thing they could have done. But, like, I don't know. Certainly, okay, let's pretend, like, they couldn't get a hotel. Mm-hmm. There's no way the parents would have let her be there if they thought they were boyfriend, girlfriend. Now, what I loved was the dad, I think, that was like...
Okay, hold on.
I haven't talked to my parents since I told them I'm moving into Jenny. But now they agree to talk with me about my relationship.
Well, they're not going to get any unwanted pregnancies, I can tell you that.
The first time I was in India, I lived with his family for 4 months. But his parents wanted to believe we were just friends.
What kind of friends from America to live in India with a guy for 4 months?
I was staying up on the third floor. Like, I had basically my own room up there.
No, nice.
So Smith would just come up there.
Ooh.
And he would just shut the door and lock it.
Oh.
We would do our thing, and then he would go back downstairs like he sneaked
in. Oh, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Just because we both are in love, a true love, it makes me happy when I am with two.
I mean, true love will prevail.
You
look
happy.
You don't look happy when you're with me and you know you're happy with me.
Yeah. Nick.
No comments.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is your
100%.
His parents don't give a
if you're happy. I could hang out with anybody, it would be him.
I know. I would hang out with Lauren.
What is wrong with you, lady?
Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, but don't say that. Please don't say that.
No, please say that.
You should want.
His parents don't give a if you're happy, Jenny.
Happy.
What do you want to say to Simmons, Mom?
What is wrong with you, lady?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Why don't you want your son to be happy? He's obviously, you have forced him into a marriage to try to stop this love. They love each other. Just give it up. They are going to be together.
What you want to say? Oh, but don't say that. Please don't say that.
No, please F say you. That. That'll be the best TV ever.
No. Every time Simic gets out of my sight, I worry for him. But going over there and...
Yeah,
I worry.
You're holding hostage.
All right. What were you saying about the dad?
Well, I don't remember now. Sorry, I don't remember.
Okay, well, I got the next clip. Hold on, one more.
She told us that she's his
India
Facebook friend, and she wanted to visit India.
Oh, that's how he did it.
I saw him, that he was talking to her a lot.
Oh, yeah.
In the night time.
In the night
time. Yeah. You're having some relationship more than friends.
I don't think he walked in on him, but he knows.
He knows.
She treated him like her sunshine.
Her cougar cub.
It was my dream to play with my grandchildren. He has smashed our dreams.
He wants grandkids.
Are you sure he smashed a hell of a lot more than their dreams?
He smashed Jenny in your upstairs room.
Yes, he did.
I want them to keep loving me as their son.
They love you. They just don't want anything to do with her.
I have to make them understand me and Jenny love each other, and it's a true love.
So true.
So true.
It's been 8 years of truth.
He's walking like he's got a
purpose, boy. Like, almost like the Wild West.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You got other kids.
Good luck, Summit.
You can get grandkids from the other ones.
Yeah.
And by the way, even if she was 22, what if she couldn't have a child? And also, you got Blended Boo. That is your grandchild now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I get it, but it's not about you, Dad. It's not about you. It's about your son being happy and he can choose his life, is what I would like to say. I will say that my favorite part of this whole section was Summit walking to his parents' house, the slower than anyone I've ever seen walk in my life. He was like, you could tell he just did not want to arrive. The pace. The
saunter.
Ooh-wee.
All right. Moving on.
Well, last thing, I like the dad. He tells the mom, just relax. And she's like, back off. That's exactly what I would do. Timothy Lisa.
Okay.
The liar face of liars.
They're both lying.
Well, we don't know that yet. Come on.
You just said a mission of truth is a lie. So therefore, she's like, that's something I'm holding back.
Yeah, we didn't know that till the end. I was going to
that's a lie.
Throw that out at the end. In case you haven't seen it.
What the fuck?
I know you hate that.
These people know more about this show than I do.
This couple is the most boring.
Boring?
I care the least about them. Not because they're not great people. I'm sure they're lovely. But as a couple, they're not getting me fired up.
They're not a couple. It's like...
Well, he thinks they are.
So Tim is there for a job interview.
Oh.
Not even so. He's trying to find employment. He thought it would be easy.
It's not.
But it's
so they go out and meet for food after.
It's a debrief about the whole situation.
And she's just
informed him that I was moving here for you, and obviously that
for
I love for us.
She's just never happy. She's not happy.
She never smiles.
She kind of told me
that if we were to get married, that it would be much easier and a much quicker process for me to be able to work here legally. So.
Okay.
Is this you proposing to me or what? What is this supposed to be?
So I know that might not be something that you're even comfortable thinking about.
It's not in my mind at all.
You need to go home, cheese stick.
I'm just kind of thankful that I still have my job back home.
I didn't know that you still had a job there.
I feel like I'm sacrificing everything.
Fuck
you. Oh, yeah.
You say he sacrificed everything?
I'm wanting poop.
Hold on a second. She didn't know that he sells a job. And that changes
And also, though, P.S., didn't he say, and maybe I'm making this up, but he could work remotely? Why can't he just do his IT thing from there?
I don't know.
Especially in the COVID times. You can definitely work remotely right now.
What he has given up besides a plane ticket.
I guess I just feel a little bit sometimes that, you know, you might not be as committed to this as I am. And even though I can understand
maybe
why
you
wouldn't be.
I mean, it hurts me and it insults me that you think that I'm not committed enough. I mean, I'm basically like going against my family to be with you. Stop looking at me. You're so annoying.
Stop looking at me. You're annoying. Just the sheer presence of you is disturbing
me. I might have said
that
to you.
I just get so pissed off sometimes.
I've thought it.
Definitely
where
thought
are you
it.
Going?
And somebody's walking out.
It's definitely frustrating how he minimizes my sacrifices. Okay, bye. But at the same time, there are certain things that I've been hiding from him.
Oh, ooh. Did she get even with him?
Get even.
I really hope it's something good.
Maybe she's married.
She better have a husband, 3 children, or what else could it be? Like, those are the only things that could compete with what he's done.
What?
I love you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I would say I don't know. Because if she thinks they're still together, mm-hmm. and she reveals some kind of cheating, some kind of infidelity,
I don't think she cheated.
Then it's fair game. Now it's like an even
playing
field.
Yeah, that evens it up. Yeah. So I don't think we would have to
start over.
Yeah. I don't think it's that.
Tell the family that we both cheated on each other and now it's cool.
Done. We're even. Which is not a good start. I'm going to say.
But I don't know. She probably...
she has some sort of debt or...
No. I don't know. I
don't think she cheated unless she cheated as a backfire cheat.
And that makes it okay?
No. Take it down. Don't with the angry face. No. I'm just saying I could see how she's like, well, I humped so-and-so once.
Game over.
Why wouldn't it be game over when he did that?
Because she wants him. She's allowing him to come back over and try this.
He's forcing himself on her.
Flaunt this bullshit.
She obviously doesn't like him. She's forcing herself, or he's forcing himself back on her. She does not like him. She doesn't even like him as a human. You can see it in her face. Like he was not invited. I can tell you this.
No, he was. He was.
No, he was not invited.
You think he just came out
of
his own?
He invited himself. Wow. Yeah, because he was going to fix it. Oh, I cheated on you. I did a horrible thing. I'm going to come over there and prove it to you. But I'm going to keep my job because
in my
just
apartment.
In case.
Yeah.
He's a butt.
Okay, anyway. I don't want to waste any more time.
Give me the Kenny Armando song.
Do you think hiding the job thing was a big deal?
Yes.
Why?
If he said, I'm moving there and I'm giving up my life and I've let go of so many things. You still have a job? Why not tell her you still have a job and then not pretend to go to a job agent and like try to get a job when you know that you can't get a job without a visa?
Here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling.
This is a stretch. What the fuck? Making all these faces at me and shit.
I would never have known. Okay.
Yeah, neither would I. What? Plus, that's why I put it at the end. You're going to get it no matter what.
Kenny and Armando.
All right.
My favorite couple. So Kenny's daughters are leaving today.
Yeah.
They did a big family group hug, and that was. Just when I think I can't love him more, this family, because we do a family hug.
We do family hugs. You have forced your will on that.
Yes,
really,
and Theo
hard.
Now it's like family hug.
Yeah, you've ingrained that in his head.
He says family hug, mm-hmm. and then we do a family hug, and I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yes.
So daughters are talking about how. they're just glad that Kenny, their dad, is like now going to be daughter to Hannah.
Yes.
Because he's such a great dad and he loves being a dad. And everything, there is nothing aside from the fact that he doesn't like guacamole.
There's and he doesn't speak the language.
No, no. There is nothing that isn't perfect about this couple. I say that to the day I die. Listen.
Yeah, you're infatuated. Like you.
I know.
You take it too far.
You don't take it far enough.
Anyway.
All right. So Armando is like, so Kenny and his daughters are saying goodbye and they're super wonderful and supportive. And Armando, this is what broke my heart. He's just like, I wish my family would be supportive.
Yeah.
God, how can you not be? These are wonderful people.
Culture.
It's different. Well, get over it because this is love. If you've ever seen love on anywhere, especially on this GD show, this is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Love. So stop it.
All right. So they're going to go to pick up Hannah.
Truffle shirt. Doesn't look excited.
What happened to this dog? Hungover, trying to recuperate from a long night out.
Today, we're driving to pick up Hannah and to meet Armando's family.
I'm not worried about the mom so much. I'm worried about dad.
I hope they're supportive in every way. Yeah. I am nervous, though.
It's going to be a rough one. This is like basically the whole drama. This whole thing is, what's the family reaction going to be when they meet Ken? Is the dad going to meet Ken and be accepting of Armando's new life? Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say yes.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to hope. I'm going to assume best. Because otherwise it's sad. Is really sad.
But you just got to take this.
No.
It's not America.
I don't care where it is.
In 2020, you know.
Have you met these two? They love each other. Pure, straight love. That's fine. Love. And if anyone dares to say that that is not okay, is wrong.
Okay. I don't want to fight you on this, but.
Well, I mean, why would you fight it?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not advocating for anything else, but I'm just going to say you have to realize that in this culture, it's just not as easily accepted. Like, think about 1980.
Don't.
It wasn't accepted then.
Hey, it was for some, because I.
Not sorry, nearly.
Not as it is today, but okay, had people in my family.
You're sitting here in 2020 like, oh yeah, everybody should just deal with it. No. It wasn't that way all the time. So people will take time to change. You know what slowly. Else?
Like, okay. They're still racist. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
Okay.
But that's their opinion. Thing. That's their opinion. That's what they believe. And it just takes
it's
time.
It's not okay. No, it's wrong. Period. Okay. 100%.
Fine.
Take no time. You're wrong.
That's not fair.
You think that one race is better than another? Wrong.
Okay. Babe, I'm not going to argue with you about this, but people changing doesn't happen overnight.
You know what? That's BS. Educate yourself. Oh, boy. And don't give excuses to bigots.
I'm not going to argue.
Ever. Okay. I'm never going to give excuses.
You can only control your reaction to things, not other people.
And my reaction is, I don't like people that are
that's fine.
Awful.
My reaction is, that's the way they want to be.
You are so
until
much calmer
until they start affecting me and my family, then it's a problem.
They do.
Yeah, I know. Tangentially, they do. On many circles and levels outside of it. But I'm not going to let someone else's opinions fuck up my vibe. I protect my vibe. Yeah.
Well, my vibe is full-fledged.
I don't want, like, just because someone says something, they're not going to destroy my frequency.
It upsets me.
Okay, it's fine. Anyway. So we did none of the scenes from the next. We are obviously now a week. We're a month off from this.
And thank you for listening if you are, because I know we're 2 days late because of me.
Appreciate you. Well, it's 2 days late. Think about it. It's like they got more stuff to listen to for the next. We're going to be gone for 4 weeks.
Isn't that your dream?
Hell yeah, it's my dream.
I can't wait till we have this show again.
No, I can't.
Does somebody else want to do this show with me?
Sure, yeah. How would that happen?
Zoom.
You can set it up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take a picture of this pug.
Okay, and post it online?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, so thank you again for what you... Are you trying to get my attention or the dog's attention? Anyway.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you in 4 weeks' time.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Hail Hitler with twinkly fingers.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Hey. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.